Thanks for listening to Matt McLaughlin History. Become a subscriber to receive exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free listening, early access to all episodes, and special member-only events. Click on the link in the show notes or visit patreon.com/mmhistory.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, it's Matt McLaughlin from Living History with a really exciting announcement for our Australian listeners. This is an announcement I've been waiting 2 years to make, and now I finally can. Are you ready for it? Battlefield touring is back. That is right. As of the 1st of November, vaccinated Australians can now travel overseas and come home without needing to quarantine. So that means we are offering in 2022 our full range of Battlefield tours all over the world. So if you've been listening to our Battle Walks podcast, if you've been listening to Pete and Gary's Military History, if you've been listening to me on Living History and getting excited about walking in the footsteps of the Anzacs, now's your chance. Battlefield touring is back, and I couldn't be more excited. So I wanted to give you this message and also share with you just some of the options that we've got coming up for tours, because there's so many great options to walk in the footsteps of the Anzacs in 2022. So the first one, of course, is Anzac Day, and this is always the iconic tour for Australians and New Zealanders, and we've got a number of Anzac tours to enable you to commemorate this special day around the world. So the most iconic one, of course, is Gallipoli, being at Anzac Cove for Anzac Day, the place where the Anzac legend was born. Just an extraordinary experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do that. So lots of people will be going back to Gallipoli in 2022 to commemorate Anzac Day. Also, the Western Front is now quite popular for Anzac Day. France and Belgium, and Australians, of course, won a great victory at the town of Villers-Bretonneux in France on Anzac Day in 1918. So that's now where our Australian National Memorial is, and you can stand there and in the shadow of that huge memorial with 10,000 Australian names on it and pay your respects to the Anzacs on the scene of that amazing battle from 1918. We've also got a couple of other destinations that really appeal to people for Anzac Day, the first of which is Kokoda. Now, Kokoda, I know, is seen as a bit of a hardy destination, a bit of a challenge, and you can do that if you want to. You can travel with us and trek through Kokoda and trek all the way up there and then celebrate Anzac Day at Kokoda Village. But we have another option if you don't want to trek, and that is Kokoda without trekking, where we can fly you in by light plane to join your fellow Australians to see those sights on the Kokoda track, but also to commemorate Anzac Day with your fellow Aussies up there in the Owen Stanley Ranges. So that's a really good option. Also, Hellfire Pass in Thailand is another very popular option now for Anzac Day. So this is the scene where so many Australians tragically died on the Thai-Burma Railway during World War II, and you can go there to Hellfire Pass, pay your respects, and then commemorate Anzac Day, again, with other Australians who've come there to pay their respects to the Aussies. It's a really wonderful shared experience. I should also mention for Anzac Day, if you book pretty quickly, if you book in the next couple of months, we've got some pretty special prices there just to get things started up again. So there's a couple of good discounts for booking on Anzac Day if you want to take advantage of those. So another tour that I'm really interested in, which is not Anzac Day related, but it's my Matt McLaughlin signature tour. This one's really exciting. We started doing this only in 2019, and it's been really popular. It sells out really fast. So if you're interested in this one, please jump on board the website and find out more information about it. So this is the only international tour I will be leading in 2022. I'm going to the Western Front, back to France and Belgium, which is the place that I love more than any other. And it's a very special tour. We're going to go to places that I enjoy going to behind the scenes. We're going to meet my friends on the battlefields, all the great contacts I've got. We're going to do things we don't normally get to do on any other tour. We're going to enjoy great food and wine. It's just a really great experience. So it's the numbers are limited on that tour, and it does sell out very quickly. So if you want to go on the Matt McLaughlin Signature Tour and join me, definitely check that one out on the website. And joining me on that tour will be Pete Smith from Battle Walks. So Matt and Pete will be together on the battlefields. I can't wait walking around and touring these sites that we talk about on the Battle Walks podcast. So that one's going to be really special. So that's the Matt McLaughlin Signature Tour, which is in September 2022. Other great tours we've got are the Western Front, are our Explorer tours, which leave every week from Paris. That's a four-day tour. It's only Australians on that tour. It only visits the Australian sites. They're all Matt McLaughlin Battlefield Tours passengers, and that departs every week from Paris. So if you're planning a trip through Europe, you're going to be in Paris and you want to see the Australian battlefields, jump on an Explorer tour and spend 4 days walking in the footsteps of the Anzacs. We've got a whole range of tours. Go to the website, check them all out. Another really great one coming up in November next year is our World War II cruise through the Pacific. We're going to take a ship up to New Guinea. We're going to have some wonderful guest lecturers on board. I'll be on board that ship as well. We're going to head up. We're going to explore the battlefields in New Guinea, Milne Bay, and various other sites up in New Guinea. And we're going to explore some key sites from the fighting during World War II and also have a lecture series on board the ship. So if you're interested in the Pacific War, this is a great opportunity to get up to New Guinea, see some pretty interesting sites that are not normally accessible, and to do so in the company with some leading Australian historians. That's a really good option. So that's our World War II Pacific cruise in November next year. Also, another one, I've mentioned a few times on the podcast that I'm writing a book on the Cowra Breakout, which was the mass escape of Japanese prisoners from a prison camp in 1944 in Cowra in New South Wales. It's probably the only land battle that took place on Australian soil during the Second World War. And when the Japanese broke out, 234 of them were killed and 5 Australians were killed in that fighting after the Japanese broke out. And I'm currently writing a book about it. And then next year as well, I'm going to be leading a tour to the sites around Cowra to tell the story of the Cowra breakout. So that's another tour that I'd love you to join me on. So look, I could go on and on. There's so many wonderful tours, but please go to our website, battlefields.com.au, and check out all of those tours. There's tours to Vietnam, there's tours to Singapore, to all far-flung corners of the globe. So please join us on a tour of the battlefields. It's a really fascinating time to be walking in the footsteps of the Anzacs. I'm so excited we can lead you around the battlefields again, and I can't wait to see you over there. So it's battlefields.com.au, and I'll see you on the battlefields.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.